Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Stocks pull back, a sign of more selling ahead.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. On the heels of Tuesday's big sell-off for U.S. stocks, can we expect more of the same? There have been worries among investors that it'll be a hard slog for Donald Trump to enact policies such as tax reform and an overhaul of regulations, policies that investors had rested their hopes on. Joining us is Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors. Liz, on Tuesday, the major averages logged their first 1% plus declines in 5 months. Is that a sign that stock valuations are way too rich?
Not necessarily. We really had had one of the longest runs in history of this market not pausing and having that kind of a return or pullback at these levels. And so if you like the phrase Trump trade, we had really had quite an upturn on that Trump trade. So the last day and the way today is opening is not a problem in my mind particularly.
It seems as though one aspect of yesterday's sell-off and yesterday's session in general was volatility. We haven't seen much volatility lately at all.
We really haven't seen much volatility as measured often by what we call the VIX. But when you look at, away from the market, at the economy, at the underlying data, you know, we've had a very strong move in consumer confidence, in the other survey confidences, and the data underneath keeps improving too, catching up to it. So what we've had is a market that for many months last year, looking back, had done nothing and really started catching up since the election. And we've really had economic data supporting that move since. So while it may be time for a breather, I think we could look at any number of uncertainties going forward to explain why the market might be pausing at these levels.
Let's deal with some of that uncertainty. Is a problem now that investors had priced in good news based on hopes for President Trump's economic policies becoming law and they're selling because those hopes are being dashed?
It's easy to say that what we're seeing is fatigue at waiting for policies, but when we look even at from the time the election was decided in November to where we are in March, it's not uncommon at all to see so quickly in a presidency not a lot of policies yet making progress, particularly with the makeup of Washington over the past, 4 to 8 years. So this is no news. So there might be some exhaustion coming in, but it's very quick exhaustion. We haven't had this president in office very long. We haven't had this Congress makeup in office very long. So it's no surprise that any of the policies that might look positive to investors are going to take a while to see how they unfold.
So is it a matter of just telling as many people as possible to be patient? Because I don't see too much patience. You know, the first big battle in Trump's Washington is over health care, and the GOP health bill may or may not pass. I mean, are investors looking at that as a sign of things to come with other legislation? I know you're saying that stuff like this is normal and it takes time to pass legislation, but I just get the feeling that there's a mood of great impatience.
I think investors are always somewhat impatient. What investors really don't like is uncertainty. So again, if we look back a little bit, there was some major uncertainty gone after the election, no matter what the outcome. And then there was a sense of moving this market forward with some thought of certainty. And of course, as the year progresses, that uncertainty becomes more and more clear. So investors never like the uncertainty. But again, I think in the end, the market goes back to the economics and to the strength of the economy. There has been continued hope that under this administration, this economy continues to do well and continue to grow. And so I do think that when you see some of these policies dragging out, particularly hopes for tax change and corporate taxes in particular, then that could be a sign that investors are pausing to see what is the likelihood of passing some of that legislation before pricing it into the market.
I'm speaking with Liz Miller of Summit Place Financial Advisors, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Liz, what are you watching for, even given all that we've talked about? What are you watching for next?
So I'm watching next to really watch some of the hard data come through into the end of March, and then, of course, those March corporate earnings. Our Federal Reserve has already raised rates, which is a huge sign of confidence in our economy. We've seen incredibly good employment information this year. Again, a great sign of an economy that seems to be coming off of a, call it 18-month weak patch that we were in. So we're really going to be looking into the end of the month at some of those reports that are coming out. In the next week or two will be the home sales that we care a lot about, some of the wholesale inventories that give us a view into the retail sector a little bit, consumer confidence, of course, at the end of the month, which has been unusually high. So those are the economic data points we're going to be watching. I'm not real concerned with the volatility short-term in the market. I think that that's healthy for this market and doesn't at all signal that the short-term bull market we've had is over.
How do you feel about earnings at this point? You know, the forecasts have basically called for healthy earnings gains in these quarters. Are you as optimistic as you were?
Yes, I am as optimistic as I have been. We really came off of about 6 quarters straight of declining earnings growth in the S&P. Now, a lot of that was driven by the energy sector, but there was definitely a slowdown across all areas of manufacturing and even the consumer sectors, and we really feel strongly that that started to turn around in the fourth quarter and that we'll see it even more strongly in first quarter earnings. So I'm quite optimistic about the reports we're going to see in the next 3 to 4 weeks, 5 weeks when we see this quarter come to an end.
Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.